Page 20. Measure number 24-390. City of Staten. Refer to the people by the City Council. 4-year local option tax for library, pool, parks support. Question. Shall City of Staten implement a 60 cents per thousand operating tax annually for 4 years beginning fiscal year 2017-2018? This measure renews current local option taxes. Summary. The City of Staten is seeking a 4-year local option tax of 60 cents per thousand beginning fiscal year 2017-2018 to continue funding of parks, library, and swimming pool programs. The proposed tax will offset expiration of the existing 4-year local option tax passed in 2012, which ends fiscal year 2016-2017. Library support includes annual operating expenses, continuing current book and audiovisual budgets, storyteller outreach program support, and maintenance projects such as roof replacement. Pool support includes maintaining operating expenses and replacing the roof and building entrance. Parks will receive funding for improvement projects recommended by the Parks Board. A tax rate of 60 cents per $1,000 of assessed value would be an average annual tax of $84 for the average homeowner in the city of Staten with a home assessed at $140,000. It's estimated this would generate $1,450,000 over the 4 years. An allowance has been made for uncollected taxes. The estimated tax cost for this measure is an estimate only, based on the best information available from the county assessor at the time of estimate, and may reflect the impact of early payment discounts, compression, and the collection rate. Explanatory statement. The City of Staten is seeking a 4-year local option tax of 60 cents per thousand each year for continued operating support of the city's library and pool programs beginning in fiscal year 2017-2018. The tax would renew the existing local option tax that expires at the end of next fiscal year, June 2017, and would continue the existing levels of operating support. Some of the proposed tax would be used for improvements that could not otherwise be afforded within the city's regular budget. Over the 4-year life of the proposed levy, approximately 43% would go towards maintaining the current level of operating support for the Staten Public Library, as well as the library's budget for books and audiovisual materials. Approximately 34% would go toward maintaining the current level of operating support for the Staten Family Memorial Pool. The remainder of the levy funds, aside from an allowance for uncollected taxes, would go toward improvements at the pool, library, and parks. The estimated cost of improvements and projects is as follows. Support for the Storyteller Outreach Program, $10,000. Library roof, $46,500. Pool roof, $148,000. Replace building entrance at the pool, $50,000. Park projects and improvements, $60,000. At a rate of 60 cents per $1,000 of assessed value would be an annual tax of $84 for the average homeowner in the city of Staten with a home assessed at $140,000. It is estimated this would generate $1,450,000 over the 4 years. An allowance has been made for uncollected taxes. The estimated tax for this measure is an estimate only, based on the best information available from the county assessor at the time of estimate. Due to the property tax limitations imposed a decade ago by statewide Measure 47 and Measure 50, the city cannot increase its established permanent tax rate, even if a majority of citizens wished to do so. Accordingly, the city must rely on voted local option tax levies to augment its operating budget. Staten's first local option tax for the support of the library, pool, and parks was passed by voters in November 1998, 4-year. Subsequent local option tax measures were passed in May 2002, 3-year, May 2004, 4-year, May 2008, 4-year, and May 2012, 4-year. Keith Campbell, City Administrator, City of Staten. No arguments were submitted in opposition to Measure 24-390. Page 21, an argument in favor of Measure 24-390. The local option levy will allow the City of Staten to maintain services at the library and pool and make needed improvements to the library, pool, and parks. State and voters have faithfully supported similar levies for the last 20 years. The new levy will replace the current levy, which expires in June 2017. Both levies impose a flat, fixed rate of 60 cents per $1,000. Under the current levy, the owner of a home with an assessed value of $140,000 pays $84 per year. Under the new rate, the amount would be the same. Following are members of the community who support this measure: Karen Andall, Susan M. Brandt, Jack Burnett, Deanna Frares, Tyler Frares, Andrew Gardner, Michael Jaeger, Richard Lewis, Janine Muthart, Jennifer Nigel, Pam Pugsley, Cornelia K. Souls, Linda Sunderland, Sarah Trott, Peter L. Whitney. We are fortunate for a town of our size to have such outstanding facilities. The parks, pool, and library are valuable assets which enhance the quality of life in our community and make it a better place to live. The library, pool, and parks improve the quality of our life in our community. Please vote yes for our community. This information by Jennifer Nigel, Keep Staten Livable. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Also on page 21, another argument in favor. Please vote yes on Measure 24390 to support the state and public library, pool, and parks. A yes vote will replace a local option tax that expires next year. A yes vote will continue the pool programs and library services currently provided to the community and will provide upgrades to Staten's public parks. The levy provides more than one-third of the library's budget and a substantial portion of the pool's budget. Without the levy, the library would experience substantial reductions in hours and staff, and the pool would face possible closure. This measure will continue library services and pool hours now in effect. The measure also pays for capital improvements and repairs that need to be made to keep the facilities in good condition. It will also provide funds to leverage grants to improve Staten's parks. The library, pool, and parks are important services the city provides that make Staten a more livable community. They provide a wide range of desired programs for all ages, everything from children and adult reading programs at the library to swimming lessons and adult rehab programs at the pool, as well as trails, picnic, and play equipment in our parks. The present local option levy will end in June of 2017. It will be replaced by this new local option levy, which will remain 60 cents a thousand. The owner of a house assessed at $140,000 will pay $84 per year, a great bargain for services we all enjoy every day. Specific promises were made to the voters at the 2012 election about what would be accomplished with the money collected. These promises were kept. The projects and programs were funded and completed. The city of Staten has shown it spends your tax dollars as directed by you. Please help keep Staten livable by supporting Measure 24-390. Susan Brandt, Keep Staten Livable, PAC. This information furnished by Susan M. Brandt, Keep Staten Livable, PAC. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar.